Now, direct financial assistance to the cooperative banks. NABARD also provides the direct refinance assistance to the cooperative banks also, because the NABARD has its own product of the short-term multi-purpose credit product, that is STMPCS. Okay, short-term multi-purpose credit products to provide the financial assistance to the cooperative bank. It may be state cooperative bank or it may be district central cooperative bank. It may be state cooperative bank also. Primarily to expand their lendable resources, the manner in which they lend to the farmers, lendable resources, and also enable them to diversify their business activities or operations to improve their profitability. This STMPCP means the short-term multi-purpose credit products includes the working capital requirement, then working capital requirement, then repairs and maintenance of the farm equipment like tractors, power tillers, threshers, etc. Okay, then storage and the grading and the packaging of the produce which is produced by the farmers or farmer producer organization. Marketing activities support is also required to be made. Then crop loan, if it is requirement is more than 3 lakh, then financial assistance can be provided by refinance assistance will be provided. Further, crop loan which is beyond 3 lakhs rupees granted by these FPOs, through the FPOs, and this will be provided, refinance assistance will be provided by NABARD. Redemption of the old debt and other socio-economic needs can also very selectively undertaken by the NABARD. Now, another fund which is constituted, one more important fund which is constituted under direct finance by NABARD is nothing but it is NIDA. NIDA means NABARD Infrastructure Development Fund, their development assistance. Okay, for the purpose of making the direct finance to the agriculture, NABARD Infrastructure Development Assistance Fund is constituted. So NIDA is new line of credit support for funding to the rural infrastructure project. Specifically for infrastructure project, NIDA is designated to the funds to the state-owned institution cooperation on both on budget as well as off budget for creation of the rural infrastructure which is outside the ambit of RIDF, that is Regional Infrastructure Development Fund, for the purpose of which the borrowing was taken place. The assistance under the NIDA is available on the flexible terms of the interest with longer repayment period up to 15 years with maybe 2 to 4 years of initial moratorium, which is called as a repayment holiday at initial stage. Okay, then objective of this NIDA. Okay, this NIDA is deeply committed to the rural development, and the infrastructure is an integral part of the development. Traditionally, the NABARD has been closely working with the state government through the RIDF and also to fund the various infrastructure initiatives. However, this channel of creation of the rural infrastructure faces certain issues, and those issues are narrated here. One, borrowing power. Borrowing power of the state government is limiting to the offtake of this rural infrastructure development fund. Then prioritizing the infrastructure to be created through the RIDF funds is often dictated by the political environment also, because at the ground regional or rural level or at village level, there is a much political influence is always there. The key features which the current NIDA credit offering, NIDA is offering the credit facility. So what are the features of that, that is narrated here? NIDA is providing the term loan facilities to, for the purpose of infrastructure development. or in the village level. Okay, then this is the long term loan which can be granted up to 15 years maximum period. Then interest rate, of course, it is valid and it depends upon the cost of the funds, which is linked, and rate of interest is also linked to the NABARD's market borrowing, that means the cost of funds. As of now, the NIDA products offered to the fixed interest rate over the tenure of the loan. However, this can be reviewed in future also. Now, next one is a moratorium. As I said, the initial moratorium repayment holiday is 2 to 4 years from the date of granting the loan. Okay. Then security. What is the security available for granting this loan? See, appropriate security will have to be provided by the borrower, which is based on upon the risk profile and nature of project. That is very important. State government guarantee is not mandatory, but it can be requested, which is based on the risk profile of the particular project, state project. Okay. Repayment, as I said, it will be 15 years, that is maximum period permitted, with initial moratorium of 2 to 4 years, and depending upon the projection, cash generation. If the cash generation is early, then this 2 to 4 years period may be curtailed to 2 to 3 years or 2 to only 2 years, depending upon the cash generation or cash flow. Now, financing the developments, financing and developing the PACS, that is Primary Agricultural Cooperative Societies, into multi-service centers. For them also sometimes finance is required because they have a direct link to the farmers. So Primary Agricultural Cooperative Societies, being these are the registered cooperative societies and it is providing credit and other services to its member farmers. Okay, it has been observed that the PACs are generally meeting out the credit requirement of the members. So, PAC being a registered cooperative society and it has been providing the credit and other services to its members, the PACs are generally providing some of the important services like input facilities in the form of cash or kind component to the members, then agriculture implement and hiring banks, and they also sometimes make available the storage facilities to the farmers. Another program, that is umbrella program for the natural resource management. What is important to focus here is natural resource management, and for that the overall program which is constituted or which is set up by NABARD is very, very important, and this program is with the association or participation by the Indo-German efforts into the streamline for the purpose of streamlining the approach of the participatory NRM, that is natural resource management. NRM means natural resource management. Okay, and these are really at the relative intervention and the participatory, because there is a participation with the NABARD by the German firm. Okay, so the program objective is to contribute to mainstreaming the holistic participatory and the financially sustainable livelihood of the solutions into the public NRM policies and the financial instruments for the improving the livelihood of the rural poor, which is based on the sustainable natural resource for use and its use by the management. This program, umbrella program, is aiming for the funding to the community, which is managed and sustainable by the natural resource management based rural livelihood projects. The program is a gradual shift from grant based to the loan based. Grant cannot be repaid, but the loan can be repaid. So it is a shift from grant based to the loan based NRM, that is Natural Resource Management Project, and funding will be through the corpus, which is comprising of the financial cooperation or assistance by KFW as well as the fund mobilized by the NABARD from the various sources. This KFW is the name of the German company who is participating with the NABARD for this umbrella program for natural resource management. Now, SFAC, Society for the Promotion of Agricultural Cooperation. This is started with the intervention of the Ministry of Agriculture and the Farmers Welfare Government of India. This SFAC is the society. It is promoted by the Department of Agriculture. So its vision is promoting the agricultural business by encouraging the institutional and the private sector investment and its linkages to ensure and empower of all the farmers in the country. Collectively, all the farmers, they used to bring it together. The mission of this SFAC, that is society promoted by the Department of Agricultural Cooperation, the mission is to link small farmers to the technology as well as the market in with private cooperate and cooperative sector, and if necessary, by providing the backward and the forward linkages to it. That is the mission of SFAC. Objective of constituting the SFAC by the government department is to catalyze the agro-industrial growth in the country, which is based on the principles of the ecological sustainability, economic efficiency, and the social equality. To undertake and to assist the undertaking this program, employment generation, growth, and diversification of the agriculture and agro-based industries to increase and the food production and export of the agricultural commodities or products in both primary as well as in the processed form, it can assist SFAC. To identify and promote, another aim is to identify and promote the post-harvest processing as well as the manufacturing units in the public, private, and the cooperative sector. Further, it's another aim to promote the organization of marketing chain, both for the domestic as well as marketing approach, as well as for the purpose of export. To influence the government policies for the agriculture, thereby increasing the flow of resources and augment the flow of the resources and augment the rate of capital formation in agriculture. Generally, capital is not formed in the agricultural sector, but to promote the capital formation is one of the important functions of SFAC. And to pave the way of establishment of the integrated producers organizations, like FPOs, integrated producers organization, with forward and the backward linkages, that has to be undertaken by SFAC. To prepare, print, and publish the papers, periodicals, as well as monographs in furtherance with the objective of the society is also another function of SFAC. In addition to that, it is endowed of SFAC is to comply with its core objective and also take up the implementation of some of the schemes which are announced and some of the programs of the government of India, that is central government, ministries, and all the department concerned, and the other financial institution and the banks on service charges basis. The SFAC society is currently implementing some of the important schemes and the programs, which consist of, number one, the schematic pattern of assistance of the SFAC out of the Government of India, who is giving the grant in aid to promote for the promotion of value addition of the hands of the farmers through the setting up of the processing, semi-processing units for processing, semi-processing, as well as full processing facilities through the setting up of agri-business ventures. Unit means agri-business venture is to be set up for the purpose of partially processing, fully processing, and throughout processing of all agricultural products all over the country, mostly in collaboration with the private sector and the active coordination with the commercial bank. This SFAC is also providing to the agribusiness project, in which involves the value addition in the hands of the farmers. Most of these projects, which involves the agri partners and the post-harvest management marketing, etc. Horticulture Mission is another project. Horticulture Mission for the Northeast and the Himalayan state. Okay, on behalf of the Department of Agriculture Cooperation, which seeks to have, or we sought to create a viable alternative livelihood options for the people or Northeast region, that is NER, taking into account the entire gamut of the horticulture department with all backward and the forward linkages in the holistic manner. I need not want to explain what is this horticulture and what are the products taken, because we have already discussed in our earlier discussion or earlier chapters also. Now, after understanding the role of various departments or various schemes, various projects that has been put in place by the NABARD, we have come to closure of our discussion on another breed of new generation, that is Agri NBFC, which has entered into the financing to the agricultural sector, non-banking financial companies or corporations. This Agri NBFC has an access to finance is among one of the major challenge for the Indian farm sector. According to the government's data, barely 60% of the Indian farmers have access to the bank finance, and this figure is even lower at 15% of the small and marginal farmers also. It is estimated that only 30% of the total agricultural demand of India is met by the institutional credit, and remaining 70% by non-institutional credit. So, despite there is a significant growth in the farm credit or agri credit, and enhancement of the agricultural credit target in subsequent Union budget, accessing the funds to the working capital requirement in the agriculture and also an allied sector, it is still a major challenge in our country. In view of this, primarily due to the gap between the institutional banks, farmers, and the people which are engaged in associated activities, especially in the rural areas, banks are faced with certain shortcomings. And when it comes to the collateral valuation and the other such regulatory requirement, this drives the farmer towards money lenders for the agricultural credit. Declining the farm earning, there is no much production. So declining the farm earning, which makes the farmer who is unable to repay his debt. He has borrowed it, but he cannot repay it. That is why the repaying dates are also ever increasing, often targeting to the farmers to take the distress decision. Distress decision means sometimes suicide attempt also. Therefore, selling their land, they are tend to sell their land to meet their financial obligation, and it is a common practice among the small and the marginal farmers, which pushes him further towards financial misery. And since the land is the sole basis of the sustainability for these marginal farmers, if he is more indebted, then he has no other option but to commit the suicide or any distress decision to take. Hence, indebtedness of the farmers is a pertinent issue which merits the serious thinking or serious discussion. As the land holding are shrinking and the instances of the indebtedness are rising sharply, which calls for its readdressal at war footing. So, the advent of the agricultural NBFC has not only ensured the easier access to financing to the farmers at attractive and the competitive commercial terms for seeds, purchase of the seeds, fertilizers to farmers, then buying farm equipment, machinery has also eased the load on the institutionalized banks as the erstwhile primary lender of the farmers. This second evolution is bringing the fast and affordable credit to those who are traditionally found to be, who have traditionally shut the door for the finance. A category of the borrower who is new to credit, for them, this new agri NBFC extending the credit facility, which is using the crop as its collateral and against the storage receipt also, many times the agriculture commodities loan can be given against the agricultural commodities. These NBFCs score over the bank due to their ability to sanction and disperse the loan quickly and efficiently, more efficiently than the banks. The hassle-free process with minimum paperwork will give the upper hand to these agri NBFCs than the banks, and that is why they lead to the customer satisfaction. There is a robust system or internal process that has been adopted by these NBFCs. They have the proper risk management mechanism right from the beginning itself. Then they are using the latest technology and they are taking the current market rate as the basis for the disbursement of the funds to the agriculturists. That is why the popularity of this agri NBFC is relatively increasing in the market. So it is more convenient to avail the loan from such an institution. What the farmers are thinking. It is anticipated that due to the focused and specialized nature of the business, this agri NBFC could create a niche for themselves in lending to the entire value chain, which we in other case we call as supply chain. So the entire value chain of the agricultural sector and the success stories of the existing entities will attract more firm and the investors to invest in this growing segment. The success of the agriculture and this its NBFCs can also be gauged from the diminishing farmers' reliance on money lenders, which eventually lead to the farmers in getting caught in the web of debt. Friends, with this, we conclude our discussion on this chapter for the organization which are in support of the agricultural finance. Thank you very much.